Vice President Joe Biden says he's interested in technology that would keep a gun from being fired by anyone other than the person who bought it. He met today with representatives from the video game industry, the latest in a series of meetings he has held as he finalizes the administration's response to the Newtown, Connecticut shooting rampage.
He says he hopes to deliver recommendations to President Obama on gun control legislation by Tuesday. And joining us now, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Good to have you back, Chris.
Hey, guys.
So we had the meetings yesterday with the NRA. We had gun control groups on Wednesday. Is there reason to believe something tangible will come out of all these meetings?
Well, there's reason to believe that there will be a tangible set of proposals, recommendations that Vice President Biden will make to the president this next week, and that the president will push for it, I suspect, to some degree in the inaugural address and then especially in the State of the Union speech. Now, whether it can pass Congress is a big question. I found out a fascinating statistic today, which I didn't know. More than 50%, this is amazing, more than 50% of the members of Congress, Republicans, Democrats, House, Senate, have an A rating for the National Rifle Association. So that tells you the power of the NRA and the degree to which both Democrats and Republicans from all over the country are not bucking the NRA on the issues that are most important to them on guns. So there's going to have to be a real switch. Now, we had a dramatic event with Newtown and obviously the slaughter of those 26 or the 20 children. But we'll have to wait and see whether or not that shows up when legislation gets to Capitol Hill. It's going to be a tough fight.
Chris, new faces in the president's cabinet come every second term. But what do you make of who's staying and who's going?
Well, I don't know that there are any particular surprises, and I chalk it up mostly to just exhaustion, except for obviously in the case of David Petraeus, he had the personal problem, the scandal. But, you know, Panetta was 75. He'd made it clear he wanted to go home. Hillary Clinton had 4 years, and then 4 years or 2 years before that, running for president. So, you know, I think there's a certain amount of just fatigue in terms of the people that are replacing them. You know, it shows the priorities of this president, and particularly, you know, because most of the choices we've seen so far, excuse me, are in foreign policy, national security, that he wants a lighter footprint. He wants less intervention and more use of drones and other devices to try to solve our problems and work our will around the world.
Do you need a sip of water there, Chris?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have one.
Oh, no. Do you have enough energy to tell us who's on Sunday?
Yeah, I always have enough energy for that. We'll have
okay.
A debate over gun control and then two key senators, Ayotte and Dick Blumenthal, to talk about the issue of those nominees to the cabinet.
All right, we're looking forward to it.
My voice will be in good shape.
We know okay. It will be. Thanks so much, Chris.
Bye, guys.
Chris.
Bye.